on 702. ABC Sydney from her album Foolish Girl. That is the track, which is called Cold Wind. Welcome to the studio, Ski Harvey. How are you?
Thank you, Simon. It's lovely to be here.
It was about, just over a week ago you launched this.
Correct.
How was the launch night?
Oh, it was stunning, absolutely stunning. We had a packed out audience at Slide Nightclub, and we just couldn't believe it. And we've had wonderful reviews since then, so it's been a lot of fun.
Foolish Girl is the album. Ski Harvey, where does Ski Harvey come from?
People keep asking me that question. I've been around for quite a long time writing. I'm a writer, and a lot of it's been sitting in my piano stall. So this is the launch of not just the album, but also Ski as well.
Because a couple of weeks ago, we had playing with us another artist all the way who grew up and was born in Redfern. Yourself born in Redfern.
Absolutely. Born, raised, and down to St. Benedict's Convent.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
St. Benedict's girl.
Absolutely.
So when you were in Redfern, was the music that you were listening to then what you're actually singing nowadays?
No, you didn't hear anything. It was a very sort of quiet and very strict household.
Oh, really?
Yeah, You get that. There's a song that I've actually written for the 2011 album called Redfern, which I'm very excited about putting down. That kind of talks about, it's a little bit of an autobiography. And more so than anything of music, it was more words, poetry. Writing thoughts and feelings down. And the music didn't come till much later.
We'll have to give you a copy of Perry Key's album before you leave, because he's the guy that writes also about living and growing up in Redfern. When we look at this album, Foolish Girl, all your own compositions.
Every one of them, yes.
So when it comes to writing, which comes first, the lyrics or the music?
The music.
Yeah?
Yes. You start with the introduction of a somewhat segment of a melody, and it starts to grow, and then you marry up the feeling that comes with the words, and then you take it from there.
But the whole album celebrating this absolute big band sound, and I must say this has to be the largest ensemble of people we've had come into the ABC. Is that what you wanted to capture, that big band sound?
That's right, exactly. In fact, if I could do it financially, I'd go bigger. The dream is to get as big as I possibly can, introducing more strings and cellos and more horns. Two horns is just, or three is not enough. that's where I'm going.
So how did we assemble the band that both played the launch and also contributed to the album Foolish Girl? Where did they all come from?
Well, I was very fortunate to meet the amazing Clive Lindidge. And Clive was my producer on the album and arranger. And through Clive, I was able to meet all these amazing, wonderful musicians, very, very talented musicians. And it's taken its flight from there.
Many other jobs, as most musicians have. You've got your McJobs to get you through the world. So music not just the prime focus of your life.
No, it's, well, you
could
teaching.
There be a little fine art side to your life?
Yeah, I moonlight in our art gallery, Trevor Victor Harvey Gallery, where it's been a passion of my partner and husband's for 30-odd years. So that's where I spend my days and nights. It's writing and performing.
But the art gallery itself, a wonderful array of contemporary artists, right through to the lesser-known works of Dr. Seuss.
Absolutely. Coming up, actually, next month.
Because we don't know that. We know Dr. Seuss for the kids' books that he wrote.
Absolutely.
But there was also a more adult side to Dr. Seuss, wasn't there?
In fact, even a naughty side, which I think today that we wouldn't want to bring that focus to the children.
No.
He kept that all to himself in his little ivory tower. And he said, after my death, well, then you can do whatever you like. It's the adult.
Well, the adult Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
On 702, ABC Sydney, Ski Harvey is with us. The album is Foolish Girl, which we might get you to perform a song off Foolish Girl later on if you're able to do so.
That'd be great.
Sounds as though this is sort of one of those albums that's a real pursuit of love. You've wanted to put it together and now you can. Would that be right?
Absolutely. It's my passion from since I can remember as a little girl, and the continuation of writing. I mean, one of the pieces on that is circa 1980, actually.
All right.
The rest is brand new work. So the next album will be the same, brand new work. And every now and then I'll just pick up one that's sitting in the piano stool and it'll come.
Intriguing little film clip on YouTube that I saw in a little paper room with all the paper sourced from reverse garbage.
That was wonderful.
It's a great clip.
That was produced by Harvey House Productions and it was an amazing feat. We all stood in this little box and it was absolutely fantastic.
Now, Harvey House, Lloyd and Spencer, any relation?
Kind of, yeah. I kind of know them.
All right, yeah. They're a bit younger than you.
They're quite a bit younger. Actually, I had to make them.
Right,
okay. So I'm very proud of both them, son and daughter, who have gone into film. And my son is actually on the album as well with me doing backing vocals. So I'm very proud of that as well.
Well, look, it is Foolish Girl. The CD is out in record shops. Now, Ski, we're going to hear this song, Foolish Girl, the title track from the album. Apart from the fact that you managed to rhyme syncopate with something else, what is it? No, synchronize. I've never heard synchronize in a rhyming couplet before. You get four gold stars for that. Tell us a little bit about Foolish Girl.
I suppose it's a journey, really, that one takes through life, and then you get to where I am today, and you realize that those particular directions, you get to those crossroads of life, it's part of the journey. And you may have been a foolish girl in making foolish decisions and not picking up on certain opportunities in life. And this is the culmination of where I am today. And really, they're not actually mistakes. They're just experiences as part of the detour of life.
Well, look, the saxophone has been picked up. The band has woken up again on a Sunday morning. Ski Harvey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Simon. It's been a pleasure.
Guys, take it away.
Spinning in the world.